it's Monday, December the 6th, and we start something new today. We've been in the prophet Isaiah for many, many months, but that finished last Thursday, and today we begin in the book of Revelation, and I hope to take you through the apocalypse of John over the next few months. And we begin today with the first three verses, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servants the things that must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. Now, some background in order to understand the book of Revelation, and one of the things that we need to sort out before we can even begin to read Revelation is the date on which it was written. Now, if you have a very optimistic view of the future, if, for example, you're a post-millennial, to use the technical term, and that you believe that before Jesus comes, there's going to be a worldwide revival, and there are many who believe that, and certainly many of the Puritans believed that, you need all the bad stuff that the book of Revelation talks about sort of out of the way, so that that doesn't become a hindrance to that view of a blessed future before Jesus comes. And the way that some have done that is to suggest that the book of Revelation was written in the 60s under the reign of Emperor Nero and before the assault on the city of Jerusalem by Nero's successor, Emperor Titus, and the destruction of Jerusalem and its temple in AD 70. So that all of the bad stuff in Revelation is actually referring to the destruction of Jerusalem. However, the scholarly opinion has long since been held and is still upheld by many scholars today that Revelation was written in the early 90s, at the very end of the first century, under the reign of Emperor Domitian. And John, he alludes in this first chapter to being imprisoned on the island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, south west of Izmir in Turkey and southeast of Athens in Greece. It was an island of some 13 square miles, just bare rock and some caves. There probably were a few buildings there to house a few Roman soldiers, perhaps. But life on this island would have been very, very difficult, especially for John, being an elderly man by this time, probably born roughly around the time of Jesus, so he would be in his 90s as he writes the book of Revelation. And what is the book of Revelation about? And we will talk more tomorrow, but it is basically an apocalypse. Apocalypsis is the word for revelation, and it's a revelation either about Christ or from Christ or that belongs to Christ, and there are various ways of interpreting that opening verse. But one way or another, this apocalypse is first of all about Jesus. And so before we start looking at the book of Revelation with our newspaper open and seeing if events are being fulfilled, I think if that's how you read Revelation, you're looking through the wrong lens, and you need to see Jesus. He is being unveiled to John. What Jesus has accomplished and what Jesus is yet to accomplish is being unveiled to the Apostle John. Well, more tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.